Joe Rogan dives back into YouTube, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. Episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience podcasts are now available in full on YouTube after the podcast ended its exclusivity deal last month with Spotify. Some industry observers had expected the video version to remain exclusive on the Spotify platform. However, the biggest podcast in the world isn't marked as a podcast within YouTube and therefore doesn't appear on the YouTube Podcasts Index page. Watching the Oscars yesterday, did you see the ad for SiriusXM? It's part of the company's Closer national brand campaign, which showcases how SiriusXM brings listeners closer to what moves them. The full video can be seen via a link in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Wondercraft has developed a transcription service with human quality assurance. The company says that AI transcripts typically have a 5% error rate. The company has also launched a feature allowing their voices to express emotion and accents. Wondery announced an audio-first look deal with Campside Media. Wondery and Campside will produce limited series podcasts, including non-English language titles, to be distributed by Wondery globally. And personalized ads are 22% more effective at increasing brand favorability. According to a study from Veritonic and InStreamatic, the companies used AI to personalize ads. And thank you to Ken Bayer and Tom Teodorchuk, who both became personal supporters last week, getting a mention in every email, and our thanks for helping us reduce our reliance on advertising revenue. You could be like them at podnews.net/support. In People News, Amazon Music has hired Shay Simpson to the new role of head of podcast business. He'll be overseeing all aspects of the podcast business globally for Amazon Music, including podcast programming, partnerships, and marketing. He moves from Wondery. It's time for some tech stuff, and which sounds better, AAC or MP3? Bandrew Scott has done some analysis, and almost every podcast player does AAC, which he calls M4A, which is almost correct. Spotify, which didn't for some time, now does. And for the longest time, this show was only available as an AAC file, and we're wondering whether we should revert back to that. Let us know by sending us a boost or sending us an email, updates at podnews.net. And webhooks are coming to Helipad, according to Dave Jones on the Podcasting 2.0 podcast. That should mean that, for example, podcasters would be able to easily and quickly convert boosts to emails, or even to flash a light or change a studio monitor's display. And in podcast news, HR Besties has joined Ad Large. HR Besties is hosted by three human resources experts who are behind some of social media's most popular HR accounts. Imaginary Advice released its 100th edition today. The show began in October 2014 with British playwright Ross Sutherland recording each episode while sitting in the bottom of his wardrobe. Since then, the podcast has picked up a British Podcast Award and has been included on end-of-year lists for Vulture and IndieWire. The episode is a clip show of the best bits so far. Or is it? Beyond All Repair tells the story of a woman named Sophia who was accused of killing her mother-in-law when she was 23 years old and 6 months pregnant. Sophia swears she didn't commit the murder, but someone says they witnessed it. Her own brother. New from WBUR, we're promised that this podcast ends with an answer. And women's health advocacy podcast SheMD has been launched by Dear Media. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and industry with Co-host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.